This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my sale and meeting group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. That specifically applies to our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our bulk mail drivers out there getting the mail from the bulk mail centers and taking it to the post office to be delivered to your dooryard today. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel out there. So if you got gas and petrol to drive around with this weekend, if you can afford to drive anywhere. Now, follow us on Facebook. The official Captain's America Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see what we have to offer, and you just might like the stuff you see over there, and we certainly hope you do. All right, joining us right now, we have from up there in Detroit, where they were shooting at a lot of people up there this week and jumping on buses and doing all kinds of craziness. Ron Evers up there from the Evers Notebook. Good morning, Mr. Ron.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I am simply hunky-dory. If I was any more hunky-dory, I'd be jumping over the tops of buses, too.
Well, yeah. Well, if you were in Detroit, you'd be hopping on buses to save your life.
Yeah, I'd be shooting at somebody. All right. Well, you ready to say the pledge?
Yes, absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag,
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we certainly hope that you remember those words and make them apply somewhere. Now, our Florida representative, Matt Gaetz, made a very scathing comment yesterday, and very few people paid attention to it, but I did, because he said it in front of a congressional committee. He says, we are sleepwalking into a war with Russia, but regime change there seems to be the real goal.
He's right. He's spot on. He's one of the few representatives I like, along with Marjorie Taylor Greene and just a few others. But I think he's spot on here. People like Biden and others have been calling for getting rid of Putin. That guy's got to go, et cetera, et cetera. And when you consider the fact that we continue to try to send billions and billions of military aid to the Ukrainians and from humanitarian aid as well, $40 billion was the latest effort. And, you know, I think that without telling the American people the entire story about what's going on in Ukraine, I think it's pretty awful that this government seems to, or many people in the government, not everyone, wants to get into a real entanglement with Russia. And we're not in a position to do that, Captain. When you consider the fact that we've given away so much of our military in Afghanistan, and we've been giving a lot of hardware, by the way, to the Ukrainians as well. And we're giving it away at a faster clip than we are continuing to build up our military. And to continue to sell Wolf tickets to Russia and whatever is pretty foolish, foolhardy on our part right now.
Well, the purpose behind Putin right now could be his health conditions. He has leukemia. They can't say he has a blood cancer disorder. That's leukemia. That's what he's got. And leukemia can be very deadly. And then again, you can get over leukemia. It all depends on how far advanced it is. But he's going to have something done, even if it's a bone marrow transplant, which is going to put him out of service for a while.
Yeah. And I don't recall the gentleman's name. The individual who he would hand over the power to, the range of power who would take over for Putin, is more of a hardliner rather than Putin is.
He is an intelligence person from the old KGB, one of Putin's friends.
Yep. And he's harder than, he would be more difficult to deal with. So, you know, you wear what you wish for. And in this case, I hope that, better things occur than what they're trying to force on Russia right now.
Well, the White House has announced steps to cut red tape and get more baby formula onto the store shelves. Walmart announced that they found a bunch of it in their warehouses out in Wyoming, so they're going to send it over east to New Jersey to have it distributed along the East Coast in the big metropolitan areas over there. And, of course, we know about the warehouses down on the border with it being stored in the warehouses down there. That's because the government bought a whole bunch of it and in anticipation of the women coming over with kids from Mexico.
And, you know, Captain, I think that is awful. That is just horrific. Why are you going to reward individuals coming into our country illegally with food, with whatever they need? And you know they're letting them know that the supplies are there for them. That's one of the enticements for them to come. That's why they're willing to take that risk for not only baby products, but for money, for credit cards, for everything they want. And Americans are going suffering. I mean, eight states are in dire need of baby formula, for example, and the number of states is expected to increase. And it's mostly because of policies. I mean, we're able to produce whatever we need very quickly. But this regime has just made it so difficult to take care of ourselves as a nation.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be back with Ron Edwards and Ed Edwards' notebook as well right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition all across the country and around the world, too. Be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Real radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Because of the grossly inadequate government school system practice of not teaching complete and authentic American history, one would think that black Americans contributed very little to our American society. Hello, I'm Rod Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, if your refrigerator contains any produce from your local grocery market, then you can rightfully credit black United States inventor Frederick McKinley Jones. Mr. Jones took out more than 60 patents throughout his life of achievement. Amongst them was a 1930s patent for the roof-mounted cooling system commonly used to refrigerate food products on extended transportation routes. Frederick McKinley Jones officially received his roof-mounted cooling system patent for his invention in 1940. He also co-founded the U.S. Thermal Control Company that later became famously known as Thermo King. The company was critical during World War II, helping to preserve donated blood and food supplies for our American war heroes during the massive war between liberty and tyranny. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
That thing must have been 20 years old because that's when he was the new voice of America. Now he's the old voice of America. But anyway, Ron Edwards, and by the way, we're going to bring him in here. So there you go. Yeah, you like that, huh? I thought that was pretty witty. Okay, we're going to mention a little something here because I've got this cup, this Trevis tumbler in front of me, and I'm going to take a little sip because, oh boy, that is Constitutional Grounds coffee. And I'll tell you what, folks, the reason that I drink it, the reason I like it, is because of the low acidity in it. Everybody knows when you drink coffee, you're going to get, you know, a lot of things happen sometimes because the coffee's got a very high acidic level in it, and your stomach gets upset, et cetera, and all that, right?
Absolutely.
Not going to happen with your coffee, because if you go to your website, drodedwards.com, take a look at the Constitutional Grounds coffee display that's there. You can order the coffee right off that website, drodedwards.com. And just like me, you can find out what I found out. Constitutional Grounds is the coffee
you want in your cup.
And it's in my cup right now, and I got a big cup. It's a Thermos tumbler, and that's what I do. And
yum, yum.
I sip it all night long. So there you go. And if I have to make another cup, I make another cup. All right, let's go back to the hotline here and back to what we were talking about. Now, of course, the baby formula, and we had a comment from one of our listeners earlier that brought up an interesting point, Cheryl. She said, what happens if all this baby formula that's stacked on pallets to the ceiling in some of these warehouses down along the border, it goes bad? What happens then?
You know, isn't that stuff packaged in a way? It
has a long shelf life.
Yeah,
very long shelf life.
25 years or something like that.
Yeah, very long shelf life.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And unfortunately, and one thing that I don't like of preservatives, even though they make things last a long time, there's not the most healthy thing to consume. But those foods down there will last, oh my goodness, an awful long time.
Yeah. The only thing you got to worry about is the insects getting into the cans.
I don't think that'll be a problem.
No, but that's the problem. They got this, lots of bugs. Yeah. Now, listen, economists at the Federal Reserve of Dallas published an analysis this week debunking a popular claim that Democrats make against oil companies all the time. Now, what did the Democrats claim as gas prices reached new record highs this week? 4 out of the 7 days of the week? Well, the popular Democratic talking point is that oil and gas companies are profiteering, which has been recycled over and over and over again into the national conversation.
You know, that's one of those big lies that goes on and on and on. One of those things, case scenarios, where if you tell a lie often enough, that people believe it. And this is one of them, Captain.
I know.
Oil companies make it's a very low profit ratio. For example, when you look at gas station operators, they're the ones that set the prices.
That's right.
Nearly every gas station is owned by a company that does not produce oil. It has nothing to do directly with the oil company.
Correct.
And if you were to ever, if people were to do a little time in research and see what it costs to explore for oil. You think every time they drill down, they're finding oil? No. It takes a lot of money. The equipment is astronomical in cost. And the average price of gasoline was $4.22 per gallon. The cost was directly related to the...
That was in March. That was back in March.
59% of the cost was directly related to the price of the oil, while 18% of the cost was refining the oil, 12% of the cost was distribution and marketing, and the remaining 12% was the cost of taxes.
Yep.
Here you go.
Yep. Speaking of economy, voters have no confidence at all in our economy right now, as the economic confidence fell 20 points in this past month. It fell 20 points. That's not confidence in anything.
Well, it's kind of hard to have confidence, or difficult to have confidence, in an economy that is literally being killed by a regime whose mission is to kill our economy. And every single action that has been perpetrated by the Biden regime has been to destroy our economy, our economic way of life. We were on a very high plane and of upward mobility until the day that the Biden regime took office and started doing what they're doing. When it comes to regulation, when it comes to oil production, when it comes to anything that has to do with our economy, they have made it more difficult to operate on an economic basis in this republic. And, confidence is, of course, very low, and I hope that the American people, with this low confidence, wise, get wise about who they are voting for in this upcoming election, because that's very, very important. I think our economy, our way of life depends on how folks vote this year.
Vote early and vote often. There you go. Now, I've been an ultra MAGA conservative and an American first since I first got on the radio some 21, 22 years ago, whatever it is, somewhere in that range. But anyway, and I never stopped. And before all these jargons got out there, that's what I told the people. I said, we need to be Americans first and all that. And I continue to do that today. But the politicized DOJ, who's unlikely to label pro-abortion radicals as domestic terrorists, is playing a word game again with the people that don't support their version of abortion, and they are, in fact, calling them terrorists.
Well, of course, the reason why the DOJ and the FBI and other most departments now in the United States government, it's a political thing. They're filled with people that are themselves, in my opinion, leftist radicals who don't give a darn about our way of life, our unique nation way of life, and or exceptional nation way of life. They don't care about that. They don't care about justice. They want to go after parents who want to exercise their God-given duty to raise their children in the proper way that they should go.
Yep.
And Department of Justice and other departments of this government is more inclined to kiss the backside of the illegals, terrorists, and the like.
Speaking of illegals, that'll wrap us up with this final point here. Arizona announced they are following Texas's example, busing migrants from the southern border with Mexico to good old Washington, D.C.
On the surface, Captain, that sounds pretty good. But you know what? It's a political stunt, and it's, in my opinion, and a joke. Because, by the way, that's where they want to go anyway, because they're closer to Florida. As some of them have said, hey, that gets us closer to Florida.
Yep.
That's in the direction that we want to go. Thank you very much.
Yep. When they get down here, they get a shock. They get sent back up there because... if there's no jobs, if there's no sponsor, if they can't be doing what they're supposed to be doing, because they're supposed to be tracking them, remember, they take them and they send them right back where they came from.
You know, if they really want to make the point, Governor Abbott should be more truthful and stop lying to the people and really build that wall that he said, we're going to be building the wall. If they were, at the pace that they said that they were, that thing would almost be finished by now. So.
No. The problem is, the problem is the Environmental Protection Agency. They have to apply for all those permits.
For the landowners, who said, let's do it. And,
I know the landowners have said it, but they can't do it. They have to have the environmental survey done, and that's the problem. Okay, I'll talk to you again soon. Thank you. All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And that's the problem. That is the problem. The darn Environmental Protection Agency again steps into the middle of all of it and screws things up. Oh, well, I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge still hasn't decided if it's legal for the Biden administration to end COVID-19 related restrictions at the southern border. Border Patrol Union President Brandon Judd joins Fox News and explains why federal border assistance has been misguided.
We feel like this administration has not given us the enforcement tools. They've given us the processing tools, but they haven't given us the enforcement tools to stop this crisis that currently goes on. In fact, when we process people through quicker, that just means more people are going to continue to come. That is inviting people to come here.
The White House is pushing Congress harder to authorize billions of dollars in additional COVID funding. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki warning that some COVID programs may have to be shut down abruptly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. In the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. In the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to...
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. And for about a month now, they've been offering the buy one, get one extravaganza on the multiple MyPillow products over at the website, MyPillow.com. And now is the time, folks, for you to join with millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Let me tell you something. Right now, you get buy one, free one pricing on some of the best items they've got, including the MyPillow Giza bed sheets. They are fantastic. Fantastic. And the Giza Elegance MyPillows. Top of the line, top of the line pillows. Also, the six-piece towel sets. And by the way, towels that actually fit you. Not something that you put the towel or try to wrap around you and it won't work. No, these fit you. And the Roll and Go Anywhere My Pillows, the ones that are red, white, and blue, and they got the mountain scenes on them, and some of them have Bible scenes, whatever you want to get, and so much more. The travel pillows, the doggy beds, all that stuff. All you got to do is go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Now, don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products, and you'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Now, give him a call, 1-800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, and we are back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now,
You heard me talking with Ron about some different things there, some of which we talked about earlier. But I want to mention something here about the Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell. He said that persistent supply chain disruptions and huge geopolitical events happening around the globe could actually foil the Fed's attempts at engineering a so-called soft landing for the U.S. economy, with the central bank chief's statement amounting to an acknowledgement of the possibility of an upcoming recession. There's the R word.
That is the R word, and that, of course, means two consecutive quarters of negative growth, basically. Most Americans, Captain, I think they're already getting into that mindset, which is bad in and of itself, but they don't have any other conclusion to come to, I think, that they fear. Because they're looking around themselves, they're seeing the inflation, they're seeing all the different things that are happening, and yes, we might get an official R word, as it were, by the next time that we come through this quarter, but people may already be there in terms of what their perspective is. And that will have a huge effect on spending, on confidence. You know, you were talking about confidence earlier and so forth, and that is huge. Once that's gone, it takes a lot to get it back. And you can't just go out and make a speech and then suddenly it's back. That was sort of the Obama thing, too. You know, he'd go out and make a big speech and that would fix everything in their minds, but things were still really bad.
Now, Representative Mike McCaul from Texas has said now is the time for the UN to release its findings on China's human rights abuse in Beijing.
Well, you know, when we came through the Olympics and so forth, this was, of course, the huge elephant in the room. Obviously, Captain, what's going on in China something that affects, I think, every free person around the world. We look at that and we say this just can't keep going, and we can't continue to sort of pretend that it's not some kind of big issue. And so it will come to a head at some point, I believe.
Now, the January 6th committee has issued subpoenas for five Republicans, starting with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Representatives Mo Brooks from Alabama, Andy Biggs from Arizona, Scott Perry from Pennsylvania, and Jim Jordan from Ohio. All have been subpoenaed to testify. Frank and I talked about yesterday, Frank Silvato, and his advice to them was don't do it.
Well, that's right. They can fight the subpoena if they want to. There's a process for that. They may end up actually having to go there. But I think, Captain, the issue with the subpoenas, and especially giving the subpoenas to these particular individuals, is simply to try to get them into a position where they can craft their narrative by making them say something or taking their words out of context. They already have the conclusion. This is like going through the motions as far as the Democrats and the two Republicans that are on the committee. I think that they're moving forward to a foregone conclusion. What will be very interesting, though, and you and I were talking about this a little bit off the air, was what happens if the Republicans take over control of the House and the Senate and do their own hearings and ask Nancy Pelosi questions about January 6th. That would be incredibly interesting.
Yeah, and that's going to happen.
Yes, and one of the primary questions would be, what did you know on January 6th? Why didn't you have the National Guard come in? You know, this was something that was anticipated.
Yep.
So what happened? That's
and
a good
if,
question.
And if the Republicans take control of the House and the Senate, in particular the House, they've already said that they're going to call Nancy Pelosi and several other selected Democrats and ask them about September 6th, what their involvement was, what they knew, when they knew it, and why they didn't do what they did.
Well, exactly. And
because Nancy was in a position to do a lot of things.
Well, certainly. And because, Captain, everything at this high level of politics, a lot of the theater that goes on, sometimes things happen and you say, well, you know, that looked like that was bad, but we could use that to our advantage. You know, how do we spin this? How do we make our narrative out of this? So that's a very real thing.
And did you hear about the fire that got started on the set of Morning Joe yesterday?
I, I did not know that there was a former
advisor for the Obama administration admitted that President Joe Biden's big spending was gasoline on the fire of inflation before an MSNBC host shouted him down, as a matter of fact, to defend the president. Now, Joe Scarborough told Steve Rattner that Republicans could pin on Biden as his responsibility for the high inflation hurting Americans, and Rattner hollered back. He says, it's simple. It's the stimulus money that poured gasoline on the fire.
Well, certainly you put that many more dollars into circulation, it's going to have an effect. There's no doubt about it. So you got to balance it with trying to help people, but yet you've done this thing to the economy as well.
And the flash in the pan in Pennsylvania, Ms. Barnett, who was the woman that was in here, the black woman, her numbers have faded as her erratic voting record has come under fire now, and the jig is out. The jig is up, and the word has gotten out on her as to the things she was saying that she actually isn't.
Well, you know, when that stuff starts happening, voters take notice and they make a new decision.
Well, she made a comment about being MAGA. She made a comment about being in there for Donald Trump and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. And she made some comments a year or two before that were totally detrimental in the opposite direction, and it's come back to bite her in the butt.
Yep. Well, that's the rough and tumble world of politics, no doubt.
Yep. And if you said something and they can find it, and it disputes what you're saying, you're done. By the way, oil jumped 4% as gas hit records and stocks soared. That's how the weekend closed off, or how the week closed off on Friday. And I will tell you this much, we're going to set more prices on gasoline next week because it's not going down anytime soon. They don't have the magic number, and they're not going to get it until they drill, baby, drill.
And they can't drill, baby, drill because they are beholden to the far left and the squad, that ilk, and they just simply get paralyzed by this. And so Americans won't get the relief they need.
And I don't want to wish any bad luck on anybody, but I'll tell you this, folks. I hope it stays the way it does because you've got to, unless you're ignorant and can't read and can't write and can't hear, unless you're ignorant and don't understand how this got the way it did and who was responsible for it, it's not Vladimir Putin. It's Joe Biden and the actions he did right off the bat when he took office.
And that's becoming so much more clear. Even to people, some folks who might have voted for Biden for whatever reason, but the proof's in the pudding. They're seeing this happening in real time in front of their own eyes.
Yep, and so are we, and that's why we report, you decide, right?
Well, absolutely.
By the way, I think Jeff just made a comment about Nancy.
Yes, I see.
Lock her up.
Well, I think what they're going to do is maybe put her out to pasture instead. I mean, when these elections go through, now, let's say that she still maintains her seat. Well, you know, I don't think she'll be in a position to be speaker at that.
She's going to maintain her seat, but she will not be the speaker. You are right. She's going to lose that. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. The driver's highway and byway report on deck. We're going to update the roads for you and see what's going on. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Thank you. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
That's a Rambling Gambling Man. And who was the actor in that video, Kyle?
I don't know. Who was it?
Brad. That's okay. A hint. That's your hint.
I'm not sure.
Angela Jolie's husband.
Oh, okay. Oh, Brad Pitt.
Yeah, at one time.
All right.
He was the one driving the Cadillac.
Oh, very cool.
And then he was the one driving the Porsche.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's do enough about cars and get over to the weather, because we got some stuff to talk about. There's been some changes. So tell us what's going on out west, and I'll tell them where the changes are.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, of course. So if you're driving your truck or driving your car out west tonight, we've got some rain to tell you about. Earlier last hour, we told you about looks like some sleet and rain in the West Yellowstone area. That's going to really mainly be U.S. Highway 20 if you're going between Idaho and Wyoming there. And so you've also got a lot of rain over in the Portland area right now. They're reading light rain. And it looks like we're going to have rain in the Portland-Seattle area as we go through the weekend, but right now we've definitely got a lot of rain coming across I-84. This is going to go all the way out to about Boardman. This continues to move east, of course, so be careful of that as you continue down I-84 north of Union and Island City. You've got rain coming across the road there right now. And 4th of July pass, looks like we're going to have rain throughout the weekend, that up in northern Idaho, of course. And then otherwise, we've got a pretty quiet map, which is a good thing for our drivers out there tonight. We continue with the hot, dry weather in central Colorado, south of Denver, down up into the top of New Mexico there. And then also, it looks like we've got the wind advisory up in northeastern Montana, and it looks like a wind advisory along I-25, the south of Wheatland, as you're starting to approach Cheyenne. So you definitely want to be aware of that. Other than that, Captain, we've got a pretty quiet map, I'm glad to say. So to our drivers out there, be careful.
All right. Well, we'll start with North Dakota, because North Dakota's lit up a little bit more from what it was the last hour. We've got flooding across a lot of North Dakota tonight. A lot of the small streams are over their banks. And also along the North Dakota-Minnesota line, I-29 from the Canadian border all the way down to Fargo, you've got a lot of flooding there in the low-lying areas. So be careful when you get off the interstate. You're liable to drive into some of that puddled or ponded water. So be very careful of what you're doing. Then coming all the way down, following the river, down towards Dallas-Fort Worth, you've got a big area of fog there right now, right in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I-35 north, I-30 east-west, and I-20 east-west. So it's right there in that area. You've got fog further down the line, Houston west to Galveston on down. And then it's patchy fog all the way down to Brownsville and Harlingen down in the valley in Texas. Now moving up into Minnesota, Duluth, Minnesota, across the Canadian border, right up probably 100 miles west. You've got a lot of flooding going on up there. Got some flooding around the Twin Cities tonight as well on some of the secondary roads. The Upper Peninsula, Pennsylvania, or I'm sorry, Michigan, you've got rain and some flooding that's occurred that's still there up in the Upper Peninsula straight north of Wisconsin. Pennsylvania right now is a little touch and go because it looks like in the snowshoe area of Pennsylvania, there might be some flooding going on there, low-lying areas. Certainly is in upstate New York, and it certainly is in upstate Vermont. We've got fog from Long Island all the way down to the Chesapeake Bay. That's lit up a little bit down there in North Carolina, but all the way to the Chesapeake Bay, you've got fog, so be advised of that. And then also looking on down into Missouri, Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, you've got flooding going on in that area. That's a constant every time you get a lot of rain that happens there. And we do have a flood warning for north of Little Rock and a little bit west of Little Rock up on the border with Missouri. So that's how it goes. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend.
You too, Captain. Thanks.
All right. And don't forget, folks, the Truckers Highway Bible Report is brought to you by the pilot and the Flying J nearest you. Become a member of the Drivers Club and do what I do, even though I'm driving a car, not a truck. Every time I stop, I get points, and the points translate into pennies a gallon off my fuel. I got 3 cents a gallon off the fuel the other day. That's better than no cents. So there you go. All right, to the phone line we go, and we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
The Durham trial started out with a bang here. What's going on?
Well, Durham did win a little bit of a or have a little bit of a victory here because there were some emails that he sought to have brought into evidence, and there was a pushback by the defense. So the judge reviewed them, and he is, I think, allowed 16 of them. Out of how many, I do not know. But nonetheless, he can use them, but he can use them, and this is kind of weird, in a presentation, but the grand jury or the jury is not allowed to see them. And I think this is under some kind of a deal with being protected from attorney-client privileges. I think. I mean, it's kind of weird. But nonetheless, he did have some point of victory. Now, Sussman, it's going to get very interesting here on Monday. So, I don't know that we're going to have anything televised. I think that we're going to have to look at reports from people that are attending this thing. So it'll get very interesting.
Okay.
So.
All right, well, we'll see.
And you know, the truth of the matter is that one of the part of that discussion that's missing in a big, huge way is the Mueller operation. Forget about Robert Mueller, because I think after he gave his testimony, we found out that he was not on his game to start with. But all the other lawyers and the handful of FBI people that were assigned to the Mueller team, every one of them ought to be completely embarrassed, and I would even argue maybe even disbarred. But
okay.
That's just me.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And by the way, you can go and check out her website, FoundersCode.com. In the meantime, we are coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.